I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now it's time for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Molex, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, American Airlines, Aquafina, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. And now your hosts, Executive Race Director Carrie Pinkowski, Marathon Expert and Olympian Jenny Spangler, and Josh Liss on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
We are one day away from the 42nd running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Welcome to the preview show, our third straight Saturday morning together. We're hanging out with you for an hour this morning. And tomorrow morning, Sunday, October 13th, we'll be live on the air with comprehensive coverage of the big race, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on The Score. On race day, I'll join partners Larry Rawson and Greg Meyer near the finish line in Grand Park, and we'll have a full team of experts and reporters following the lead runners, as well as the sounds and stories happening along the race route. Parade coverage of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon tomorrow morning on The Score. I can't wait. My co-hosts here on the preview show today are Carrie Pinkowski and Jenny Spangler. Hi, guys.
Josh, can you believe it? We're down to the wire. Less than 24 hours till the start.
No,
of the
this time always flies by leading up to Ray Dunne.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just crazy. Three shows we've done in the past 3 weeks. It's just
amazing.
Well,
how about 30 years flying by? You're leading your 30th consecutive Chicago Marathon, Chicago native, record-setting high school runner in Indiana, All-American at Villanova and more, part of Carrie's credentials. Jenny Spangler, a U.S. Olympian, vintage 96 from the Chicago area. I brought a smile to her face there. I don't know if it was the Olympic part or the 96
no.
part.
Yeah.
She's covering her 13th consecutive Chicago Marathon with us, and will be one of our experts on the course on race day. So we got a lot to come ahead on the show today. A pair of past Chicago Marathon champs and race ambassadors, Dina Castor and Khalid Kanucci, will join us. We'll take a closer look at the elite fields with Jenny and Greg Meyer. Meet a couple of people who aren't running the Chicago Marathon, but still have a large impact on the race, plus the Score's own Nick Shipkowski, who's going from race day reporter to participant. Nick will share his journey with us a little later this hour. So let's get running. Busy day before the big race. Right now, another Advocate Healthcare Chicago International 5K is happening. Carrie, congratulations on making this a spectacular day before the big race event.
Well, Josh, you know, for me, this is, I mean, you mentioned my career here. I can't believe the time has added up like it has, but it doesn't seem like it. Each year, this time of the year, the day before, it's just a lot of fun.
So many memories, but you don't have time to look back because tomorrow's a big race. Right now, you got the 5K. You've grown this thing into something that's just too big to even control or concentrate on.
So many memories. I mean, the people that I've met during this journey, the athletes, working with you guys, working with our media partners, Jenny, obviously you, Josh, this has just been an amazing ride, and it just gets better. And I think tomorrow we're going to have an amazing event. We've got just everything lining up. We talk about, it's a 42nd running of this great tradition. We've got people coming from all 50 states to participate. A lot of these people are coming here for the first time. Over 100 countries are represented. And the thing that's really rewarding for us and our team here is that we have participants from all 50 wards in the city of Chicago and people volunteering from all 50 wards. So this is really citywide. We talk about the reach and where everybody comes from, but really embracing it locally here in the city, in the suburbs, and kids coming down to work out with their high school cross-country teams and then working at the water stations. I mean, it really is a community coming together and a celebration of running and athletics and it's just been an amazing ride.
Yeah, it's a thrill and an inspiring place to be on race day. The Abbott Health and Fitness Expo up and running through today. It's not just Carrie where you pick up your race packet and bib. What's in store for people to experience at the expo out at McCormick Place?
You know, it's a lot of our sponsors. It's a great opportunity for our sponsors to kind of interact with our participants and their friends and family members. I know Bank of America, Nike, you get to see some of the newest equipment. You get to find out what Bank of America's doing and how they're interacting with the community. Molex is another one of our great partners that you get a chance to see what they do and how they're interacting with the event, along with Abbott. You know, we had Chris Miller here a few weeks ago, And they're going to be doing some interactive things, showcasing our Paralympic athletes and making some comparisons. You're going to get a chance to get into the chair there and see how that works. So just a lot of cool stuff going on. I know social media, people talk to each other. It's a great place. They connect. It's a meeting place.
Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a giant treadmill out there?
There'll be a giant.
Like in the past?
We did not. The treadmill is not here this year. There were too many casualties.
Mishaps, I think, is the word you're looking for.
I was training for that.
No, casualties, a little, right. There was a few little pulled hamstrings and dislocated shoulders.
So you might have to do some social media digging to see people wipe it out of the gym. Jenny, you're a running coach. You're an Olympian. Runners gearing up for tomorrow must have all sorts of thoughts going through their heads. How do the elites schedule their 24 hours before the start, and what should the average runners be going through here in this
small
window?
You know, the elites and the average runner are basically doing the same thing. They're staying off their feet as much as possible. They're reviewing their participant guide. They're hydrating with water and Gatorade. They're getting everything packed and laid out for tomorrow, including, you know, pinning the bib on the singlet. And the most important, in my opinion, is to be confident with your preparation and, you know, get excited because you are going to be racing through the streets of Chicago with some of the world's greatest athletes.
Yeah, if that doesn't pump you up, I don't know what will. Carrie, the elite field is taking shape with a few additions and subtractions this week. What's the effect on the men's and women's races?
Well, you know, Josh, the training for the marathons can sometimes be heartbreaking, and three of our top men are not going to join us this year. Kenneth Kipkemoy, who had a great run last year, was third in the Boston Marathon, was rounding into really, really good form. He's developed an injury and won't be with us. And the two Ethiopian, the young guys that I was really high on, Gitah Mola and Herbasa Nagasa, both of them had great runs in the Dubai Marathon. Both of them run, you know, mid-203. Both have also succumbed to injuries. So those are three really key elements to the men's race. But that being said, that's part of it. I still said and have felt from the beginning, and Lawrence Chirono, who's the Boston champion, and Mo Farah, our defending champion, I think it's going to come down to those two athletes. I think, you know, we've got some people, you know, and people are saying, what about Dixon Chumba, former champion? Mm-hmm. He's back. He's in great shape. I mean, Galen, he's back. He had surgery. He's rounded into form. I mean, there's a lot of athletes still in there. But I think that some of these other guys mm-hmm. are going to look at this as an opportunity. So mm-hmm. we lost a couple of guys that I was really excited about. But
that happens when they're pushing it to the limits at this level of training. And I know on the women's side, there's been a couple of additions. Guys, Gillette Burka of Ethiopia, another country mate from Ethiopia, Ababel Yashane, both with times 224 and 220. So they're legitimately in the mix. But do we see anyone challenging Bridget Koske?
You know, it's Bridget Koske is on a hot roll right now.
Sure, ranked number one in the world.
Absolutely, just ran a 104 half, so she will be difficult to beat. But depends on her race plan. You know, Jordan Hesse has been doing some killer workouts. She did, 15 by 1,000 meter repeats I was reading the other day. She's ready to go, so it's going to be yet another great event to watch.
It's going to be a little chilly for the average folks on race morning. I'm seeing low mid-40s, high mid-50s, partly cloudy, windy. Out of all that, I think it's the windy that may get my attention, Jen.
Yes, a little bit, but they're saying west-southwest, so I don't think it's going to affect the race that much. I think it'll affect more, you know, me on the truck and the lead vehicle.
Well, Carrie's in charge
runners.
Right all. What's your plan for the weather on Sunday?
Yeah. Josh, you're in a booth, so you don't have to worry too much about
that. Oh, sure.
But Jenny's out on a motorcycle, so that's
I'm in the
bit,
raw weather.
Right, exactly.
I might have to hold a couple of warm donuts to keep me warm.
Exactly.
All right, thanks for this part of the show. Throughout our time together, we'll be taking a closer look at the powerful field Carrie has assembled. Some great runners and chair racers are here in Chicago, including the past two men's champs, Mo Farah and Galen Rupp, and women's number one and defending champ. We've mentioned her already, Bridget Koske. We've got a lot to talk about here on the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Show. No American woman has ever run a faster marathon than our first guest, Dina Caster. She holds the American women's record in the marathon and half marathon. She's got marathon victories in Chicago and London and earned an Olympic bronze medal. She's also a mother and an author. Hello, Dina. Thanks for joining us again.
Hi. It is so great to join you guys again. It's that time of year, isn't it?
It absolutely is marathon season. It's too bad you can't be running with us these days, but how are things going? Unfortunately, we've heard about your ankle injury.
Yeah, I broke my ankle tripping over a dog while camping at the lake basin close to our house, and I ran on it for entire week with mile repeats and tempo runs and a long run, and it just didn't feel right. And turns out I broke my ankle, so I had to withdraw from the Berlin Marathon. But nothing will stop me from coming to Chicago on marathon weekend to be a part of this event in any capacity.
Well, it's good to hear you're healing up, but how's the dog?
That dog is fine, I'm sure, happily sprinting about the lake basin continuously.
It was your dog? What's the dog's name?
It was not a dog. It wasn't my dog, no.
Oh, no, okay. Goodness gracious. All right, that's another story for another day. Maybe for your next book. How about we segue right into maybe memories of 05 Chicago? That must be burned in your memory banks. And just when you think back of the Chicago Marathon and this big, great global event and your part in it, what stands out?
It is a very special race in my heart because it was my very first marathon win. And I think I think of when I'm on my way to Chicago every year is how beautiful it is that all of us competitors get to connect on this weekend. Every year I get to see Constantina Dita and visit with her over the weekend. I was able to fend her off that day in Chicago to be able to win by a very narrow margin, but she went on to win the gold medal on the Olympic stage in Beijing in 2008. So her fight continued and paid off for her on a very big stage. So it's wonderful to be able to connect with all of our friends and competitors on a weekend like this.
Hey, Dina, this is Carrie Pinkowski. Obviously, you have had an amazing career, obviously, in Chicago and London and the Olympics, winning Olympic medal. One of the things that's happened here in Chicago on our men's side, we've lost a couple of the key players on the elite side of it. And I know the other guys were training with that same kind of focus, and so the dynamic of the men's field has changed a bit. When you were training for London, your American record win, you were pretty much in the mindset you were going to race Paula Radcliffe. She was a reigning world record holder at the time. I mean, and then the fact that she withdrew from the race, how did that affect your final preparation and your mental preparation for that race?
That is a great question. Training on the world stage and for the world stage and in very good fitness, want to go up against the best in the world, because if you don't end up beating them, they at least push you to a good day. So I was excited to race against Paula that day in London, and she would the race was ready to be contended. So it does happen. This is the time of year where people training for a specific race tend to make those hard choices on whether they're fit enough or well enough to capable enough to toe the line. And niggles pop up anyway.
All right, appreciate your patience with a little bit of a scratchy line. We've got another couple of moments with you, running great, Dina Caster.
Yeah, Dina. There's several Americans in the field tomorrow that really have the potential for making the 2020 marathon team. And I was just wondering, is there anything that they should be thinking about or doing at the race tomorrow that will help them prepare for the trials at the end of February?
Yeah, great question, Jenny. I'm going to go out and just throw my pre-race favorite out as Emma Bates. She seems to have had a really great build-up and definitely a contender for the Olympic marathon team next year. And really, this is about the Chicago Marathon. They're looking to podium and win this race, so I don't think they need to jump ahead and look any further than the eye on the prize this weekend.
Dina, did you just pick a women's winner for the race?
I did, didn't I?
And could you repeat it one more time for us, please? Loud and clear.
Josh is trying to write.
Let's let her hear it.
Emma Bates from the United States had a great marathon build-up, and she's my pre-race favorite.
Emma Bates, that's awesome.
Write that down, Josh.
Hey, Dina Caster has credentials. If you don't believe me, just check out her book, Let Your Mind Run, a memoir of thinking my way to victory. It's been a great experience with that book out there. You're staying busy. You're healing up from the ankle surgery. You got a little bit of a scratchy line today, but it's always great to have you, a Chicago Marathon Race ambassador, on the line with us. So thanks for the time, and I hope to see you back in Chicago very soon, Dina.
Thank you, guys. Let's get ready to celebrate these winners tomorrow.
Will do. Thanks for the time and enjoy race weekend. More at dinacaster.com. And we've got more to come this hour. Thanks for running alongside us with race director Carrie Pinkowski and expert analyst Jenny Spangler. I'm Josh Liss. This is the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
1.7 million spectators, over 40,000 runners, and 12,000 volunteers. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon is an incredible celebration, but it's also a meaningful boost to our city. Through the race, we generated more than $300 million, supporting our local businesses and our charities. Because when this city runs, it has the power to strengthen our community. Join us on Sunday, October 13th for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, copyright 2019 Bank of America Corporation.
And ladies and gentlemen, once again from the cockpit, this is your captain. We'd like to thank you for flying with us at American Airlines. Our flight time today will consist of streaming a couple episodes of that show you love, live coverage of your favorite teams, and of course, the last half of that movie you fell asleep watching. Please remain seated with your personal devices, streaming, downloading, and browsing for the remainder of the flight.
Introducing new high-speed Wi-Fi and live TV. Along with hundreds of movies and shows, there's something for everyone. Download the American Airlines app and the best in entertainment travels with you.
Chicago Marathoners, the last thing you need is your wallet weighing you down. This year, add your packet pickup ticket into your Apple Wallet for speedy entrance into the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo. And the Chicago Transit Authority accepts Apple Pay, so you can get around the city with just your iPhone or Apple Watch. Plus, don't forget to use Apple Pay with local merchants around the city for exclusive offers and at the Expo for a secure and fast checkout. Ready, set, tap. For runners at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, the real race begins when everything tells you to stop. That's why Gatorade Endurance Formula will be waiting for you along the course on race day. Scientifically formulated for the hydration and energy needs of endurance athletes, Gatorade Endurance Formula packs nearly 2 times the sodium and 3 times the potassium of regular Gatorade, with no artificial flavors and a light taste to help you go farther. Available at Fleet Feet Chicago or go to GatoradeEndurance.com for more locations. We're back with a Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Molex, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, American Airlines, Aquafina, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. And now your hosts, Executive Race Director Carrie Pinkowski, Marathon Expert and Olympian Jenny Spangler, and Josh Liss on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Thirsty. Back with Carrie and Jenny on the preview show, the 42nd Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Tomorrow morning, live coverage 7 to 11 right here on The Score. What are we going to be drinking up on the set? Carrie, you direct everything. I know we'll have executive producer Mitch Rosen on site. He's got a team of behind-the-scenes folks helping us stay hydrated at the broadcast booth. What will
We're
going to
make sure we
out?
Have plenty of Gatorade.
Plenty
for you
of Gatorade, guys. Thank you.
Gatorade Endurance.
You know, even if you're not a runner, you know it's important to stay hydrated. Our next guest is an insider with Gatorade, longtime sports drink for athletes of all shapes and sizes, right? Kelly Barnes, senior scientist with Gatorade, joins us. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. Kelly guides day-to-day research studies at the famed Gatorade Sports Science Institute in Barrington. What's that like on a day-to-day basis? And why Gatorade seems to always be the obvious drink people seem to reach for in competition?
I mean, I think the obvious answer is that it's backed by science. So we have the lab out in Barrington where we do research on multiple areas, but sweat is definitely our business. And we know what makes athletes sweat differently, what changes their sweat, and what changes then their hydration needs, and how to help advise them on how to change that hydration strategy based on how their needs change.
Sure, because not all Gatorade is the same these days, right? You could even be confusing at the marketplace.
Absolutely. And that's a good point. I want to bring up that Gatorade Endurance Formula is the formula that's on the race course, and that formula has a specific sugar blend or carbohydrate blend that is formulated for you to be able to take in additional amounts when you're exercising for usually over 2 hours at a time. So most marathoners, unless you're at the front of the pack, which is slightly different than the general Gatorade Thirst Quencher that you see in the general grocery stores. Another important part of the Gatorade Endurance formula is that it has almost twice as much sodium and nearly 3 times as much potassium as the general Gatorade Thirst Quencher, which is a nice to have for those long events where athletes are sweating for an extended period of time.
Yeah, and it'll be there out on the tables, people to grab. I know one of the tricks, Jenny Spangler, you've been up and down these courses for so long, your whole life, you get that cup, you don't take a sip out of a cup, don't you? You pinch the top of the cup. You fold it? How would you describe
that? Yeah, there's
that?
Like a little fold pinch that you do, or else you get it all down the top of your shirt.
Yeah, so you just kind of funnel it in.
Funnel it
bit.
In, exactly. Mm-hmm. But, Kelly, talking about hydration as a coach, I'm always telling my athletes, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. But it can be a little confusing, you know, how much, you know, when. Is there a simple way that an athlete can tell if they're overhydrated or underhydrated?
Coming in the day before the marathon, it's a tricky question. I think the best strategy for any athlete going into tomorrow's marathon would be to have adequate hydration going into the race, and then to be able to adjust their strategy based on their pacing and the temperature. It looks like it's going to be pretty cold to start. So I would say recommend athletes start a little slower than they might have been in training when it's been warmer, you know, the last few weeks, at least in Chicago. But in general, I would say athletes should know their hydration strategy by knowing how much sweat they lose during training. So they should do what we call sweat tests on a regular basis, at least during a high intensity exercise and a low intensity exercise in several different climates.
So what is a sweat test?
Yeah, so they should step on a scale, could be their bathroom scale, and ideally in our scientific community, we would have them step on nude so that none of the clothes is confounding any of the weights, and step on before they go out for their training. Go out for a training. Again, ideally it would be about an hour, but at least 30 minutes of training. Come back and step back on the scale. If they've lost no weight, whatever they were drinking during that training was perfect. If they've lost just a little bit, then that's okay too. If they've gained any weight, then they need to scale back a little bit.
Carrie, not now for weighing yourself on the scale.
Well, I've got to remember that.
For later.
We're talking to Kelly Barnes from Gatorade. Gatorade has been a longtime sponsor and supporter of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and the different products that we've seen over the years. I think a question I would ask for our listeners, we're 24 hours out. You know, you hit on this point. It's been warm the last month or so leading up to this. All of a sudden, we have some cool weather. Is there something that an athlete can do, one of our runners of all abilities, to kind of check where they are in the middle of the race? I mean, is there some indicator that maybe they're taking too much or they've taken not enough? I mean, is there any way that they can balance that out in any way or any indicators?
Yeah. Unfortunately, often the indicators come when it's a slightly too late. And the indicators of overdrinking and underdrinking often are similar. So it's hard for athletes to tell. My recommendation, so on average, what we've seen across research, we've tested over 250 endurance athletes. On average, so this is widespread of different amounts, on average, athletes lose about 1,000 milligrams of sodium every hour. So I would say they should take in sodium during the marathon. And taking in sodium will help balance the blood sodium values so that they won't get into any, or they were less likely to get into any dangerous situation of like a hyponatremia.
So we've run the marathon. We're all good. Post-race, what should we be doing to help us recover as quickly as possible besides drinking Goose Island beer?
Well, let's not rule that out.
Technically, that's hydrating, but maybe not because of the alcohol. So people who've really put it, yeah, I think that's the question that people probably should hear the answer to more than anything else.
I mean, there is definitely research saying that beer has some hydrating capacity. It's not the best solution. And I think, I mean, everyone just run a marathon. They should have some time to enjoy themselves, and they should celebrate a little bit. Maybe pizza, maybe a beer. But
staff of life stuff.
Yeah, right. But maybe don't just lie on the couch and watch Netflix the rest of the day. They should move around, and they should make sure that they are drinking enough that they are peeing on a regular basis and that their urine color is not a concentrated dark color. We recommend light like lemonade.
So hydrating,
right, leave it
hydrating is a big part of that. I mean, I think people think they want to eat and they don't think about hydrating. So that's important.
No, those are the keys for feedback. People are putting themselves out there. This is serious exertion for people 4 or 5 hours at a time. They've never done anything like this. So you want to be around the right kind of hydration and take what our guest from the Gatorade Sports Science Institute, Kelly Barnes, has offered in terms of advice today. So, hey, thanks for your time. I know, Carrie, maybe you got one last little nugget for us.
One question. This is fascinating stuff, Kelly. Reading your bio, I mean, you're a research person. You're behind the science of exercise physiology and testing. Is there been anything in the last 2 or 3 years when you're studying hydration and sweat rate that's been a game changer? Is there anything that you guys have discovered or anything that's kind of driven the product in a way or the design of the product or just in general information?
Yeah, I think over the last decade and probably in the last maybe 3 to 5 years, we've noticed that hydration needs are very individual. You know, maybe 25 years ago, we might have said, drink as much as you can, as often as you can. But now we're saying, know yourself and customize your replacement based on what you're losing and your needs.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So, hey, guys, we know you're supposed to stay hydrated, and it's one of the keys to a successful race day and post-race recovery. Thanks again for your time. Kelly Barnes with Gatorade.
Thanks for having me.
We're still chugging along. More to come this hour alongside race director Kerry Pinkowski and expert analyst Jenny Spangler. I'm Josh Liss. This is the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Give runners the extra motivation they need on race day by creating a BioFreeze digital cheer card. Here's how it works. Visit chicagomarathon.com/BioFreeze. Search and select the runner's name. Submit your message of support. Your message will be displayed on digital boards on course as the runner approaches. BioFreeze, the official external pain reliever of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, is here to support runners on race day and beyond. BioFreeze, available at all Jewel Osco locations. Stay informed about the 42nd running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon with the Chicago Tribune's in-depth coverage. Find out where to eat, drink, and watch these inspiring athletes accomplish the feat of a lifetime. Worried about making your way to and from the race? The Chicago Tribune has your road closures, alternative routes, and public transportation options covered. Visit chicagotribune.com/marathon or subscribe today. 26.2 challenging miles, thousands of passionate runners, one journey to prove that when we're at our healthiest, we're unstoppable. Join Abbott as we cheer on the runners of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, one of the most renowned races of the Abbott World Marathon Major Series. And together, let's prove that with health, we can achieve our best. Abbott, life to the fullest. It takes incredible determination to run 26.2 miles. At Molex and Koch Industries, we're just as determined to push forward, creating innovative technologies and products you use every day. Solutions for your home, your health, your life. As a proud sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, we celebrate the spirit that lies within each runner in their drive to reach the finish. Visit molex.com/marathon. We're back with a Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Molex, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, American Airlines, Aquafina, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. And now your hosts, Executive Race Director Kerry Pinkowski, Marathon Expert and Olympian Jenny Spangler, and Josh Liss on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Everyone has a story to tell on race day. What got you to the starting line? What powered you through the finish? How is all the hard work and training worth it? Our next guest, Carl Allegretti, was inspired to get involved in marathon running, in part as a way to fundraise, inspired by a sick child just over a decade ago. Carl is a managing partner at Deloitte in the Chicago office and joins us now in the studio on the show. Hello again, friend.
Great to be here, Josh. Love
Thank
it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You're a CPA who's run 60 or 70 marathons yourself, but what can you add to the story that first inspired you to use running as a fundraiser?
So, once shy of 70, 69, and I stopped running at 63 because my body was just so beat up, I stopped. And then my son, 12 years ago, was diagnosed with leukemia. And so we went through the journey at Lurie Children's Hospital, and today he's 27, he's healthy, but every time I walked out of the hospital, I'd see the sign, run the marathon for the hospital. So I said, okay, time to put the shoes back on, and I ran in 2010 and raised a little bit over 80 grand for Lurie Children's, the organization that saved my son.
That's amazing, and he's still doing well, and how's the family all together? We know you get excitement surrounding the Kansas. It's not U of I anymore. He's graduated. It's the Kansas City Chiefs with Nick now.
So both of them. My oldest son, who beat cancer, is 27, happily married, and he ran a marathon last year. So he's carrying on the tradition. He ran it last year. I finished the last 8 miles with him, and he raised money for a great cause, Immerman Angels, and my youngest guy, Nikki, is down there with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. An Illinois grad, and now we're looking forward to keeping up with him. Of course, Deloitte has such a huge involvement in this race, guys.
You know, Carl, I've had an opportunity. Deloitte's been such a great sponsor of ours and a partner of the events that we do, starting with the shuffle in the springtime and through the year. And you've been a big supporter of ours, not only with the support of the sponsorship, but also your insight and your enthusiasm. And I've had a chance to attend some of the Deloitte functions that you've been at. And what it strikes me is that you really practice what you preach. You talk to your employees about taking care of themselves, healthy and active lifestyle, get out and work out, whether it's, you know, walking, running, think about running in some of these races, and really building that team bond with your employees through activity, healthy, active lifestyle. And I'd like to know, as a boss, as a leader, do you see the return on that and your productivity and team building inside Deloitte?
So thanks, Kerry. And it's been an honor to sponsor the Chicago Marathon. And you've done a great job over the last 30 years. Congratulations to you. And with our people, we have 6,000 people, and we have young people. And you have to find ways to reach out to them. And we have a concept called well-being: mind, body, purpose. And we connect all three of them with events like the Chicago Marathon. We have 20 people running this year. I support them. We have a running team. Many of them are part of your charity program, so the purpose, they're giving back. And we have one great story. One of the 20 is a year after heart surgery.
Wow. Amazing.
Oh,
amazing.
Goodness. Obviously cleared by doctors and all that. That's a real
I hope.
Well, but listen to you, Carl. We've been friends for a long time, and we grew up in the same part of the country, Northwest Indiana. The thing that motivated me to run for the shuffle to raise money with the Mercy Home and some Special Olympics, some of the charities I've worked with, was talking to you. So the past 2 years, so it's really kind of infectious. It's amazing how well I felt when I was out there. I mean, especially in the wintertime, we had a tough winter, but I knew I was raising money for some really good organizations. So I'd get out, get on the treadmill, get up in the morning, and get going again. So it really does pay off. I was supposed to run with Jenny and
Josh.
Here
we go.
Oh, no.
They were supposed to join me, but there was we'll talk about that later. But
yeah, we're not ducking anybody.
2020.
We're not ducking anybody.
You know, Carl, talking about that fundraising component, there's a lot of people that I feel, including myself, that sometimes tend to shy away from fundraising because we just are uncomfortable and feel overwhelmed with asking people for money. Can you give us a tip or a suggestion on how we become involved and what would be the number one thing we could do to get started?
So what I tell people, whether you get involved by volunteering time or raising money, get involved with something that you're passionate about. I'm going to go back to Lori Children's. They saved my son's life. So when you ask and people know that you're passionate about something, all you can do is ask. And you know what? If you get supported, great. Say thank you. Make sure you always follow up with a big thank you. If they say no, people have a choice, whatever they want to support. So get involved with something that you're passionate about. And, you know, with all the different charities that are involved with the marathon, there's a lot of great causes.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Nice. We're looking forward to seeing how your team of runners, pull through on race day. I'm sure they've got goals of their own. How will you be enjoying race day this year? And if you really think about it, you've been around a lot of big-time Chicago sporting events and other great teams over the eras, you know, Bulls championships, Bears Super Bowls and things. So many coaches, so many people in charge. Such a landscape of sports over the years we've all experienced. But how would you throw the Chicago Marathon in the mix, sort of compared as a big time sporting event in the city of Chicago?
Well, you know what? It's not necessarily a spectator sport for everybody, but there are thousands of spectators out every morning. And what I miss not running it this year, I'll be on a plane to Australia, missing the marathon and the Chiefs game, is walking out in a crisp fall morning, running through the greatest city in the U.S. with one of the greatest races in the world. I'm going to miss that, but I can tell you this, that one day we will get to number 70, and the 70th marathon will be the Chicago Marathon for me.
That's good stuff. You're going to make it happen?
I'll definitely make it happen. I'm not promising any time, but I will start and finish.
All right, number 70 for Carl Allegretti is coming in the near future.
The hardest part is to start sometime, Josh.
Hardest part is just to get to the start line. Well, you've certainly inspired your coworkers. Your family's a big part of it, too. Appreciate you sharing your story with us today.
Love being here.
And I don't know, it seems kind of weird, but good luck, Chiefs.
Yeah, that's
Nikki Allegretti. Hope to see him out there and stay healthy. Yeah. All right, guys, we got more to come this hour. Thanks for being with us with Race Director Kerry Pinkowski and Expert Analyst Jenny Spangler. I'm Josh Liss. This is the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
preparation, training, commitment. That's what it takes to excel in a marathon and in business. Tata Consultancy Services supports runners' commitment to excellence and applauds them as they embark on their 2019 Bank of America Chicago Marathon journey. It represents all that we believe in as we deliver world-class IT solutions to help organizations digitally transform and grow into business 4.0 enterprises. Download the official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app, powered by Tata Consultancy Services, for interactive course maps, runner tracking, race results, and more. Available now at the Google Play and Apple Store. Life is full of big steps and small steps. But with every step we take, we have the opportunity to make healthy happen, one moment and one step at a time. At Advocate Healthcare, we connect you to your healthy place, from getting exceptional care to living your best life. That's why we're a proud partner of the Chicago Marathon and hope to see you there. Advocate Healthcare. Together, let's make healthy happen.
1.7 million spectators, over 40,000 runners, and 12,000 volunteers. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon is an incredible celebration, but it's also a meaningful boost to our city. Through the race, we generated more than $300 million, supporting our local businesses and our charities. Because when this city runs, it has the power to strengthen our community. Join us on Sunday, October 13th for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, copyright 2019 Bank of America Corporation.
Chicago Marathoners, the last thing you need is your wallet weighing you down. This year, add your packet pickup ticket into your Apple Wallet for speedy entrance into the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo. And the Chicago Transit Authority accepts Apple Pay, so you can get around the city with just your iPhone or Apple Watch. Plus, don't forget to use Apple Pay with local merchants around the city for exclusive offers and at the Expo for a secure and fast checkout. Ready, set, tap. We're back with a Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Molex, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, American Airlines, Aquafina, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. And now your hosts, Executive Race Director Carrie Pinkowski, Marathon Expert and Olympian Jenny Spangler, and Josh Liss on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
It's time to bring in the king of the streets of Chicago, Khalid Kanucha, the only four-time Chicago Marathon winner. He joins us on the line for a chat now. Always fun to catch up with you. Hi, Khalid.
Hi, Josh.
Say hi to Jenny and Carrie as well.
Hi, Jenny. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Khalid. Khalid, it's great to have you back in Chicago. And you know, when we were, Josh and I were talking earlier, Jenny and I were talking earlier. I've had a long career here, and one of the things that stands out is the relationship that our event has had with you, and those memorable races that you ran. You won four times here. We've had no one else has won more than two. So if you know we've had some other great athletes.
I'll be careful, Khalid. He's about to ask you for a favor.
But out of the four races, Khalid, that you won in Chicago, which one do you remember the most? That's the most vivid, and which one was your favorite?
I think my favorite one is the 1997. It was my first marathon, my first win, and basically it paved the way for a start of good career. So 1997 still in my mind.
Khalid, you're on the proverbial Mount Rushmore of Chicago Marathon winners. Who else might belong on that list, so to speak? If you're not the best Chicago Marathon winner all time, who else deserves praise?
Wow, many. Kiproto, Kiptanui, Kebede. There were many good runners. Chicago, the tradition of Chicago coming and running the marathon was always about coming and running fast. And people from all over countries, they come and they try to break records, national records, whether it's a world record. So they come and they try to do their best, knowing that they want to run fast. So many good athletes come to Chicago. And I had my chances, four wins. The crowd was always supporting me, so that's a plus. But there were many, many good athletes that can really be in the top list of the Chicago Marathon.
Yeah, the Chicago Marathon crowd sure got to know you over the years, winning four times. You're also a London Marathon winner and a two-time world record holder.
Yes, Khalid, and you still have the American record. way back, 2002? And, you know, looking at the field tomorrow with Galen in it, do you think Galen has an opportunity to break your record? And what I'm really curious about is, okay, obviously 205 is very, very fast, but why do you think it's taking so long for someone to break your record?
I should say, you know, people are not, they don't have the character of going and chasing the American record. I think Galen is basically is very talented, experienced, and he won here. So don't get me wrong. I think he got, you know, the tools to break the American record for sure. I wish him well. And I'm going to be rooting for him. So I think he's different from others because he showed the character. He wants to compete with the best. And he wants to, and he came to Chicago many occasions now. I think he gained experience. He won here, so he feels like last year, I won't say he had a bad race, but I think he had a tough race. He learned from it. I think he's going to be better this year.
Yeah, Galen Rupp won in 2017. He'll be dueling with last year's winner, Mo Farah, and others in a super fast race. Kerry, this field is just blazing fast on paper, even though a few dropouts. The field looks sensational. I know, Khalid, you've got your eyes on things as well, and not just Mo and Galen. There are some other standouts in the field.
Yeah,
sure. I mean, we had pretty fast athletes. Mr. Pinkowski always makes sure that if you win, you will deserve your, you will earn your win. I think it's gonna be very competitive race. Looking at the guys who has 204, three of them or four of them, it's gonna be pretty fast. And I think we're rooting for either Galen Rupp or Mo Farah. So I hope they can.
There's
do
your
well.
Pick. Yeah. Write those down, Chuck.
Well, he didn't make a pick. He mentioned two names. Would you like to make a prediction on the race, Khalid? Now's your chance.
I'm not good at that, but I will go and I hope that we can have good race and safe race for everybody, and everybody can have a good experience. I think the weather is going to cooperate. It's going to be a little chillier, which is good for marathon. I wish them well.
Hey, Khalid, you know, when people, we sit around and we talk about athletes that have run the marathon, and like Steve Jones that came before you and some of the athletes that have come after you, you know, we always try to make those comparisons and balance it out. I mean, it is a marathon course. It's 26.2 miles. But the question I would like to ask you, I mean, you're a very humble guy, and you've been very, very, very a great ambassador for us. But Khalid Khanouchi in his prime, Mo Farah in his prime, Gebrselassie in his prime, all you guys together. Well, Gebrselassie, you guys raced in your prime. But I mean,
can we put Sammy Wanjiru on the line?
Can we put Sammy Wanjiru in there? All those guys. Does that ever, all of you guys together, I mean, is there someone that stands out, or somebody that you know, time sometimes is not fair because the careers don't intersect at the right time.
Who we would have liked to gone head to head with.
Right, exactly.
Eliud Kipchoge, or Bekele. I mean, you know, it's too bad that I didn't come in their time, but these two are very, very good, especially Eliud Kipchoge. I think he has everything. I mean, world title, Olympic title, world record. I wish I had the opportunity to race him.
If Eliud,
you know,
Kipchoge,
all humbleness, I will because I always, you know, I mean, Kerry Pinkowski, when Haile Gebrselassie wants to come to Chicago, or Paul Chergat, he called me and he said, "Are you fine with them coming?" And I said, you know, I always wanted to compete against the best. I hope I had the opportunity to compete against Eliud Kipchoge.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's the guy you'd want.
Kipchoge is trying to break 2 hours in the marathon at his planned event. That's coming up very soon. Will that even be a big deal to you? What would breaking 2 hours in the marathon mean altogether, Khalid?
It'll be something very special for all marathon or marathoners. I mean, I'll be excited if he does it.
Wow.
It will, you know, because in my day, it was like impossible to talk about it. But now, actually, somebody is going after it. So that's... That's a great task to achieve.
But even if it comes in sort of a non-sanctioned race, just a sort of a one-off event, you're okay with that too?
Yeah, well, I'll prefer to be in a race.
There you go.
Yeah, life isn't perfect.
There you go.
No. Hey, Galen Rupp's coming off an injury. You've dealt with injuries in the past. Talk about a top American champ from a couple of years ago. Ankle or foot surgery, hoping to prove he's fit again. What will Galen's challenge be like tomorrow, considering he's coming off an injury?
Wow, it's usually tough, but it will show his character. And that's what I said. I think he's very different from other U.S. runners. especially when it comes to marathon. I think if you doubt yourself, it's going to be a very painful experience. I had to compete with minor injuries, and usually in the marathon, it makes a huge difference. So I wish him well.
Well, we're talking to the great Khalid Kanucci, four-time Chicago Marathon champion, London Marathon champion, two-time world record holder, arguably one of the all-time greats. Khalid, we're looking forward to seeing you on race day. I know a lot of people are excited that you're back in town, that you're going to be around and accessible. We'll see you at different events, but you definitely put the Chicago Marathon on the map. And the one thing that I'll say is that when the years that we worked together, when Khalid was competing, he wanted to race everybody. He, unlike some athletes today, they pick and choose where they want to mm-hmm. go. This guy said, "Bring them all on. I'm ready for all of them." And you can see in his conversation today, he's still very, very, very competitive. Cool. That was what was refreshing about working with Khalid, the great Khalid Kanucci.
Nice.
Thank you so much, Kerry. Thank you for the invitation. Guys, it was nice talking to you. Jenny and Josh, see you around.
Thank you. Nice. Khalid Kanucci. Appreciate the time. No, we haven't crossed the finish line yet, guys. Still pacing ourselves nicely. I haven't hit a wall. Have either of you? I'm still chugging.
No, I'm going.
I'm doing fine with race director.
Hydrated. We talked to Kanucci.
Hydrated.
We're ready
Gatorade.
To go.
Get on a scale. And expert analyst Jenny Spangler. I'm Josh Liss. This is the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Show on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And ladies and gentlemen, once again from the cockpit, this is your captain. We'd like to thank you for flying with us at American Airlines. Our flight time today will consist of streaming a couple episodes of that show you love, live coverage of your favorite teams, and of course, the last half of that movie you fell asleep watching. Please remain seated with your personal devices, streaming, downloading, and browsing for the remainder of the flight.
Introducing new high-speed Wi-Fi and live TV. Along with hundreds of movies and shows, there's something for everyone. Download the American Airlines app, and the best in entertainment travels with you.
For runners at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, the real race begins when everything tells you to stop. That's why Gatorade Endurance Formula will be waiting for you along the course on race day. Scientifically formulated for the hydration and energy needs of endurance athletes, Gatorade Endurance Formula packs nearly 2 times the sodium and 3 times the potassium of regular Gatorade, with no artificial flavors and a light taste to help you go farther. Available at Fleet Feet Chicago or go to GatoradeEndurance.com for more locations.
1.7 million spectators, over 40,000 runners, and 12,000 volunteers. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon is an incredible celebration, but it's also a meaningful boost to our city. Through the race, we generated more than $300 million, supporting our local businesses and our charities. Because when this city runs, it has the power to strengthen our community. Join us on Sunday, October 13th for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, copyright 2019, Bank of America Corporation.
Give runners the extra motivation they need on race day by creating a BioFreeze digital cheer card. Here's how it works. Visit chicagomarathon.com/BioFreeze. Search and select the runner's name. Submit your message of support. Your message will be displayed on digital boards on course as the runner approaches. BioFreeze, the official external pain reliever of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, is here to support runners on race day and beyond. BioFreeze, available at all Jewel Osco locations. We're back with a Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Molex, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, American Airlines, Aquafina, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. And now your hosts, Executive Race Director Kerry Pinkowski, Marathon Expert and Olympian Jenny Spangler, and Josh Liss on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
For as many years as The Score has brought you Bank of America Chicago Marathon coverage, one of the station's hosts and anchors has been one of our race day reporters. But tomorrow, guys, Nick Shepkowski will not be on our broadcast. He'll be running his first ever marathon. How about
where's
a round of applause?
Where's the cowbell?
There you go.
You're far too kind. Yeah. You're all far too kind.
A cowbell.
Nick, the hard part's out of the way. They say you've trained. You're ready. You're going to make it tomorrow, right?
Let's hope so. No, I'll be there. I'll be ready to start this thing. It's crazy when you train for this because I've covered these, like you mentioned, since 2009. And the weird part is you build yourself up all the way to 20 miles. You get excited. You start to wind down. And my plan called for me to build back to 20 miles. It's like, all right, this is great. Yes, the second 20-miler was rough, but I got through it. It's fine. Then the last 2 weeks, I'm topping out at 12. I'm topping out at 8. And it's like, been a while since I ran a long way, so body feels good. Mentally, it's a little bit of a different challenge now.
Building some reserves.
He sounds so excited. When the winners cross tomorrow morning, I imagine you'll be right there about the halfway mark.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll be going through downtown on my trip back to the south side and all of that.
But that's okay, because traveling through the city, as you know, is really just part of the fun and part of the journey.
Well, and Nick, you know, you've covered this event for AM 670 The Score, a big partner of ours. Was there a moment when you were working the event that kind of moved you that you'd think about this?
An inspirational moment.
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, like, you always hear about the neighborhoods, and I guess I've been lucky that I've gotten to cover the event, cover the Bank of America Chicago Marathon up at the North Side, down in Chinatown, Little Italy, right in the heart of downtown. So I've got to kind of see it in multiple places. But it's just one of those, you see the crowds come alive. You see whether it's the wheelchair athletes go by early on and how many people come out of their homes. It's almost like in Wrigleyville when you see the fans sitting on the rooftops and the excitement there. Like when you go down and you're on LaSalle Street and you see the people coming out of their apartments, out of their condos, they're on their balconies, they're ringing the cowbells, they've got banners, they're cheering for whoever they want. It's just, you can't help, but if you're around it, you can't help but get caught up in the atmosphere.
Yeah, and want to take part in this civic holiday.
Exactly. But so you've been covering this for 10 years. Why this year? What was the one defining moment that you said, I'm signing up this year?
Did you lose a bet?
No, I didn't lose a bet. Okay. I have said this really, probably close to 10 years. I've said it'd be cool to run one of these. And I did track in college. I was not a distance runner by any means. I think the furthest I had run before this summer was probably 5 or 6 miles, somewhere in there. But I had always said it'd be cool just to do it, cool to have an accomplishment, cool to do that. And I don't know, I get to be 33 years old, and I don't like golf. A lot of people start picking up golf, and they find their competitive nature takes them to the golf course. That did nothing for me. What can I do that I actually accomplish something physically, athletically? And it's like the marathon, I've said it for the better part of a decade, why not just finally do it? And so I decided to do it.
Oh, he's doing it.
He's doing it.
No, I think turning he back. Wanted the Goose Island beer at the finish.
Well, that doesn't sound bad either.
Right. 26.2.
Well, you bragged a little bit about your athletic background, but how did you go about training for a marathon distance race?
I just Google's our best friend, right? Working radio all day, you're searching stories, you're searching, researching things. I don't know the first damn thing about running a marathon, so how do I go about training for this? I can barely run 4 miles. How am I going to run 26.2? Go and you find the beginner's guide to running a marathon, kind of start real small, and it feels like 6 miles at the time is so far, and 7 miles when you're crossing that off. And you do the half marathon in the middle of the summer, and you're like, oh my God, that's so far. It's halfway to go. But it's just a beginner's guide, and it's a mental, it's crazy how much mentally you grow week after week of all of a sudden 13 doesn't seem like it's that far. 14 doesn't seem like it's that ridiculous.
Yeah, it sounds empowering.
Talking to Nick Shepkowski, he's running his first Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Now, you are the pride of AM 670 The Score, right?
I'm carrying the banner this year.
Is there a lot of guys coming and patting you on the shoulder? Because I, with all due respect, having been around and working with the studio, this is not a healthy and active lifestyle. I mean, it doesn't seem like it permeates.
Two of his coworkers recently ran like a quarter mile race featuring snacks every few yards.
Right, so there you go. There's my point taken. I mean, are these guys rallying around you a little bit? The team here, are they going
to? It is. There's a lot of that. Like, it's awesome to kind of walk through the hallway. And this week, it's been, are you ready for this? You're actually going to go through with this, right? You're going to finish it up. You're going to do this. You ready? I'm like, well, I was ready. Now you're questioning me so much. I don't know. Stop asking me so many questions. But no, it's been a lot of fun. And thanks to Danny Parkins, who I work with each and every day. He's been great in helping the charity that I've been working with.
Who are you running for?
Team One Step.
We've
raised a few thousand dollars for them.
Dan Bernstein works closely with them. Great organization. They do some great work.
So based on your training journey you've had, do you think this is going to be a one and done, or are you thinking, you know what, I'm going to keep doing these?
Can I let you know at roughly 11 a.m. tomorrow how I'm feeling? there's a rush that comes with it, and it's torture. I mean, who am I telling? You guys know this. It's torture when you're training for this, and your body kind of – I've never been a distance runner, like I said – and you get to the points where your hips are just throbbing and killing for a little bit. But then you get the strength there and it's like, okay, it's not that bad anymore. My knees, they do flare up and they burn if I run 2 miles or 20 miles. So I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon. But it's something that whether it's another marathon or not, running longer distances is something that I don't think I'm going to be giving up anytime soon.
This might be the right time for
Where's
you.
Where's the cowbell?
Get, more cow, get line up the
That's
cowbell.
That's a cowbell.
Jenny, this is might be your chance to speak on behalf of other first-time marathoners out there. If you have any questions for Jenny Spangler, who's been down this road and trains people herself.
Okay, first part, and the obvious part, when they say keep going, it's easy concept. Keep going, keep going. How do you keep going? I've topped out at 20 miles. What happens when I get to 23 and want to keel over on Sunday?
You'll be fine. If you need to walk for a couple minutes, that's totally fine. The crowd support is incredible out there. So I guarantee you, if you start having some mental doubts out there, just look at the crowds cheering on you, at you. Think of all the training you've done. Mm-hmm. You will be fine. You will get through it.
My one piece of advice, Nick, is do not drink any Goose Island beer before or during the event. Wait till afterwards.
Yeah. And actually, the biggest wow is when you go up Roosevelt Hill. You're going to be like, why did Kerry put a hill on the course? That's what everybody asks.
Of all places, you couldn't have put it at mile one. What are you thinking, Kerry? Run it the opposite way.
Exactly.
Just make sure to run those first few miles slower than you would think.
Yeah, that's the most common piece of advice that I've gotten.
Seriously, stay within yourself. You want to come through it like, say, man, I could have gone faster. This was a great experience.
Well, this was cool.
We're proud of you.
Hey,
thank
I know the
you.
Score is just loaded with talented hosts and producers, but who are the best athletes among them?
Well, you're looking at number one. Easily. That's like Secretariat at the Belmont right there. So who's there? It's really just a race for number two. Lawrence Holmes immediately comes to mind. One of the best athletes, still stays in shape, still plays. And he doesn't play softball nearly as much as he used to, but very competitive. He's got the fire burning, definitely. He would be immediately come to mind for would be on that very short list. Also, some of the younger guys. Adam Studzinski, part-time producer, mm-hmm. evenings and weekends a lot of the time. He's run a couple of marathons as well.
Bernstein, a bit of a gym rat himself?
He claims to be. I think Bernstein's actual plan is like he goes and sits in the sauna and sweats it all out or doesn't actually work out, but he likes to go to the gym and tell people he was at the gym.
That's not anybody's marathon training plan.
All right.
But Nick Schakowsky, you have followed your marathon training plan, and here we are tomorrow, just 24 hours ahead of your first marathon. So, and I have nothing else to say, but good luck, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah. I can't wait. It's exciting.
Go get him.
Very exciting time.
Thanks for being with us.
Good job, man.
We'll try to connect with you during the race. It's going to be fun. We've got just enough time left for a preview of the race, and I want to bring in one of my race day co-hosts, Greg Meyer. Greg won in Chicago and Boston in the 1980s and stays involved with the sport. How are you doing, Greg?
Darn near perfect, Josh. Great to be back.
Love to have you with us. Marathon running's come a long way in 30 to 40 years, but not that far. This year's men's field has a bunch of awesome names at the top, including the last two guys in the field, Mo Farah and Galen Rupp, who've won the last 2 years. As a past winner and a marathon insider and our co-host on race day, how are you sizing up the men's field for tomorrow's marathon?
You know, as always, Kerry's put together just an incredible field of talent, you know. So when we preview this and we start looking at all the names and you forget to mention last year's winner, Mo Farah, you know he's got a deep field. With Dixon Chumba running again, the 204 guy, Mo's there, Galen's back. There's a lot of drama around this for me in that I don't know who the favorite really is. You know, Galen's had some issues over the last year. Mo, I'm not sure where he's at physically. You know, I know he's got the awesome talent and he's got the amazing ability to race. But there's some guys in the field like Lawrence Scirono, who won Chicago last year and
Boston.
Boston last year. You know, these guys know how to win as well. So, you know, I think it's up for grabs. There's going to be five guys that I think have a shot at it. I'm curious as to how Galen will respond after having surgery last year, because we really haven't seen a lot of him since. And an American that I'm looking at, and I know we've got a nice field of American guys that are trying to run fast, is oh, gosh, why am I blanking on my always do this?
It's all right.
The
it's a
kid
long
who won
list
the 25K
names.
Last year. Geez Louise, I'm getting old. And, you know.
Help him out, Jim.
There's a bunch. That? I don't know. You, I
know. Gosh.
Khalid Kanucci.
Yeah.
Right.
Parker Stinson.
Parker Stinson, gosh, USA, 214.29.
Well, you saw him at Grand Rapids.
He's a 214.20 guy, but if you would have saw him run last spring in the 25K, he's a 2.8, 2.9 guy. He dominated. He crushed the American record last year in the 25K last spring. And Dathan, who I know is not running, has told me he's really fit and ready to go. So I'm looking for him. If he stays under control, he has control issues, but if he stays under control, I think you might see him surprise and be in the top maybe 8 to 10.
Wow. And how does a guy like Parker Stinson like mentally prepare himself to run in this race with these 204, 205 guys? Is he going to try to go out quick and hang on? Is he going to bide his time? Or what's his training thoughts, racing going into this?
His MO has been he goes out hard. And if the field goes out hard, if they go out hard to run a 2-3, 2-4, that may not do well for him, because if he goes with him, if he runs on emotion only, that may be on his reach right now. But if they go out a little bit more controlled, given that, let's face it, tomorrow's weather could be a little bit breezy, so the pack may not run as fast as we, you know, would normally see, it may allow him to stay in there a little bit longer. It really all depends on what his goal is for this race, because most of the Americans are using this to measure themselves to get ready for the trials coming up later this winter. So, you know, I don't know because I haven't talked with him. I just know that physically what I saw last spring out of him, he can run fast if he runs smart.
Parker Stinson, U.S. runner. Now let's flip it over to the women's side. It looks like Jenny Bridget Kosgei, the clear number one and favorite again this year.
Absolutely. She just is coming off a 104 half. How do you see, Greg, her, like, dominating the field? Do you think a Jordan is going to try to, you know, go out with her? Or how do you see this field shaping up?
You know, that's a great question. When I heard that Bridget ran a 104, I'm like, holy smokes. I mean, that's incredibly fast. And with her ability and her knowledge of the course, I don't know how you beat her, you know, unless something goes wrong. Jordan's Hussey has probably got the best chance and is probably the hungriest to win other than Bridget.
She was injured and out last year, remember, and wasn't able to make up from a third-place performance in 17.
Yeah, so I think she's hungry, but, you know, you're looking at somebody right now, that, you know, and you see this in athletes, and they get on a roll. Bridget Kosgei is at the top of her game right now. And unless something goes wrong, it's going to be tough to knock her off that pedestal. But I think Jordan's got the ability, hopefully, to run fast. Maybe, as you know, was said earlier, have a shot at the American record, which would be an incredible performance. But I don't know that even if that's enough to overtake Kosgei.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing race day. We look forward to seeing how the men's, women's fields play out and the chair racers as well. Greg Meyer, we appreciate your time with a little peek ahead as we preview the elites in tomorrow's race. Thanks again, Greg.
Thank you.
Tomorrow's race day, Sunday the 13th, will be on the air with live coverage right here on The Score, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Also streaming at 670thescore.com and radio.com. Good luck getting ready to run, volunteer, or cheer. How about some cowbell on the way out, huh? We'll talk to you next from our broadcast position near the finish line in Grant Park. Give you the best effort we've got, calling the 42nd running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Along with Executive Race Director Kerry Pinkowski, go ahead and say goodbye to the audience, Kerry.
Thanks, Josh. It's been a blast. I've enjoyed it. Have a great day tomorrow. Hopefully see some great performances.
We'll talk to you on the air. Our Olympian and expert analyst and running coach, Jenny Spangler. I'm Josh Liss. Thanks for listening to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.